This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, this is the Paracast. It is not the Tech Night Owl Live. But for the past few minutes, Alan Greenfield and I have been talking about setting the audio input levels on his Windows 10 computer. What we're talking about here is to jack up the volume a little bit so we hear him a bit better. Now, you think that would be an easy thing to do. But under Windows, Microsoft has decided nothing is easy. To give you a sample of what happens, those of you listening to the show, if you have a Mac, you simply click System Preferences, click Sound, choose Input from the tabs, and you have a level control on the selected mic, and you increase it or decrease it. Isn't that amazing how hard that is?
Yeah.
You don't need to read a help menu.
It's not fixed, it says. Isn't that informative?
Well, I hear you.
It's the fracking minute, but sure.
Okay.
Yes, open audio enhancements. Okay. We're going to try that.
No, we're not, because we're doing a show now.
Oh, that's okay.
He will have fun, and he will do things there that, you know, he may enter another dimension. Okay, so we will hear an echo. Things may happen that we don't predict.
Levels. Look, I've got levels.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
And the levels go up.
Go up. Up. How's that?
No change.
How's that, people in France? Parlez-vous, mes enfants?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
I don't have any problems on my Windows machine. It's just a couple of clicks away from me.
Perhaps it's just Gene and his magic box. Oh, Gene disappeared. Gene, it's an abduction, folks. It's an abduction. Can we save Gene from that rectal exam? Tune in again in 5, 4, 3, 2. He's gone. Well, he'll have a good time. I think
you're right, Alan. I think he is gone.
Yeah. It's from my own experience, I happen to know.
Hey, while he's gone, that way he can't interrupt us. So try just typing sound into your search bar and see what happens.
You know, what's going to happen here is Alan is going to imagine I'm not here.
We were both imagining you were not here.
You were both dreaming I wasn't here. And I know there are people out there, we call them stalkers, who hope I wouldn't be here. But if I'm not here, they'd have nothing to talk about.
You might have to back up because we got talking and like in your absence.
I know everything about what you said. All about that. Alan Greenfield, we haven't had you on a year or so.
I'm showing that I was on in January, but I think it was New Year's Eve or something. And it shows that Tina Marie was talking to me on New Year's Eve. So it must be that we were on. I'll have to check my list of radio programs that I modestly keep going back to the 1960s.
You were on with Beckley, I think, weren't you?
What a memory.
Synchronicities, yeah. You two really have a way with words.
You see, Randall was guest co-host there, too. And you were on with the one, the only, thank heavens, Tim Beckley, Jerome Clark, and Rick Hilberg.
I remember, and I was polite to Jerry, and he was polite to me, which is
a rarity.
Nearly impossible.
Right. Nope. But this was August 13th, so it is about 11 months since it's been here. Since then, we lost another trooper, a couple of troopers, depending on your point of view. We lost Art Bell.
Oh, too bad.
I see that really affected you.
I'm devastated. Perhaps he's in a better place, you know, San Diego. Yeah. And a truly, where is the volume control on Windows 10? See, they have an answer to everything. It just doesn't do anything. Okay, so We lost Brad Steiger, real name Eugene Olson, former teacher who took up the cause of the weird in the 1960s, actually probably a little later than we did, but he had a great many books out, and they were all fascinating. Thing is, he didn't reveal sources, which reminds me of the very late Frank Edwards, who, seeing the dwarf that worked for the Atlanta Braves, turned to me and said, "They've landed." A tasteless person.
I had talked to Frank Edwards a few weeks before he died, but that wasn't the reason. But I met him at a TV show where Jim Moseley was packing the audience. So I had to ask a question. And I asked my question, and he answered it. And we had a pleasant conversation after the show. And a few weeks later, he was dead.
Well, didn't he die during our convention, the Giant Saucer Show in New York? The hotel that Trump took over? Oh, well, that really doesn't tell you anything. He took over all the hotels.
Well, Edwards was a broadcaster, too, wasn't he, Gene? He had his radio show, one of the...
Oh, he was a Mutual broadcaster way, way back in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, one of the originals
in
the field. And then he got into writing books. I've got a couple of them here, a few extra copies, if anyone wants to...
He missed UFO anniversary by one day.
Well, I got a call from Gray Barker, may he rest in peace, in the middle of the night, and he said, "Guess what? Frank Edwards isn't coming to the convention." I said, "Oh? He died." Well, that's a shoddy excuse for not coming to the Giant Saucer Show. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and that was the 24th, so he probably died, you know, before midnight on the 23rd. But
that's exactly right. His death was announced at the Congress of Scientific Ufologists in New York City on June 24, 1967, and that is from Wikipedia.
Wow, he's got a Wikipedia article. Well, I hope it's better than mine. Jeez.
What does your Wikipedia article say except text missing?
It's fairly long, and I don't know who wrote it. It looks like several people contributed to it, but it's mostly stuff that they get it right areas, but they don't get it quite right, and they barely mention ufology. So, and don't mention anything about me personally, and I take offense at that. But it's like I'm not just a robot, you know, so.
It's actually kind of impersonal looking at it right now.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not allowed to do anything on it, so whoever put it up in little pieces has missed a lot of stuff about me that should be there. But what can I do? I've traveled the world, blah, 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 seen ghosts, heard ghosts.
Looking here, we've got... Flying Saucer, Serious Business. I mean, this is a book that sold for, 25 cents back in the day, and they're going
from
$1.25 maybe. I'm not sure. They're going for $9.75.
Well, it was his one and only bestseller, and it made the New York Times bestseller list, which was very prestigious in those days, the nonfiction list. So that was the only book that he had that was... you know, on the Times bestseller list, but
here's
still.
One going for $20. Paperback version, 1966.
There is no truth to the rumor that Frank Edwards was the inspiration for the Beatles song Paperback Writer.
No, that was Bill K. Dick. They said so.
Well, right here it is, Flying Saucer, Serious Business, overwhelming new evidence that they are real. The paperback from $1.49. From 1966. And then the hardcover, which is the one I had. I had the real hardcover and the hardcover from $6.75.
Yeah, and it was a Lyle Stewart book, if I remember right, which Lyle Stewart was sort of famous for softcore porn and mystical books. Sort of the, how do I edit this? Breasts and Saucers Theory.
We've got more to come with Alan and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Paracast, Paracast, Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see, Alan Greenfield moonlights as an echo.
Echo, echo.
Anyway, we actually started talking about Brad Steiger.
Yeah, Brad was a great guy, and he was always very nice to me, and I returned the favor, and he did really interesting stuff. My only criticism of his stuff was he would, I understand not printing sources, but, you know, being in the field, I really would have liked to, at least confidentially, you know, have confirmed some of his better cases, because there are people that from the past, like Frank Edwards, who some of their stories, like the Alexander the Great flying shield things, and the famous, what was it, Andrew Lang, the guy that disappeared in the 1890s, the stories are totally bogus. And I don't know if he originated any of them or whether he just picked them up uncritically from news sources. But because of that, I think Brad was a, you know, super honest reporter. But if you don't actually get the chance to talk to sources, how do you know? I mean, and on individual cases, I like to do the proof thing. I don't think that it proves anything about UFOs, but there are authentic cases and there are cases that can be easily dismissed.
Brad was a storyteller. That was his real strength. And I loved getting his books and just reading through them, because he brought you into the scene. He made you feel like you were there witnessing the event with the way he wrote. So it wasn't so much that he was just doing a compilation, like a report. And I think that was really what made him successful. So yeah, it'd be nice if he had some sources, but he's just a figure that is really important in the whole culture for his storytelling ability.
That's a very important thing. I've been arguing that for years, primarily about Gray Barker. You know, people say, well, is that true? And Gray would have said, what do you mean true? Because truth is subjective. What would you call them? The Gonzo journalists of ufology? They get inside the phenomena and they make you feel it. And if they make you feel it, you get it. You get as much as anybody has about it. If you're inside the experience is numinous, but it's not resolved and perhaps not resolvable, but you can appreciate it. And, you know, Brad could tell a story, but, you know, so could Frank Edwards. So his early books, the Stranger books, Stranger Than Science, Strangest of All, they were glimpses into eternity, you know. He would put you right there with the 1896-97 airships, including the really, really bizarre cases there that sound more like dreams than realities, but they're, you know, they're as real as anything else out there.
When you say numinous, now, that conjures up a lot of religious connotations. What's your interpretation of that? Is it something a little more generalized, or How are we supposed to take that when you say the phenomena is numinous?
You know, Dave Halpern, who does a little recognized but very serious academic ufology thing and was a kid with us back in the day, he would come to our events in New York and New Jersey and wherever we were planted at the time. And he ran the New Jersey UFO group, although he lived in Philly. Figure that one out. It was unique. But anyway, Dave's opinion is that this is a religious phenomenon, if I'm reading him correctly. In other words, the way numinosity is meant in a spiritual / Jungian context is precisely what he thinks is going on. He doesn't take Ezekiel's wheel to be a spaceship. He takes it to be an encounter with the great what's-it.
The great what's-it?
Well, what am I going to call it? God? I mean, it's such a Germanic term that doesn't really convey anything. It certainly isn't talking about the Elohim of Israel. It certainly isn't talking about Christ. It isn't talking about the Buddha. It's a Germanic term that we've gotten stuck with because it's the term that's gotten stuck. And it's no wonder that millennials who are very spiritual in general are also not into organized religion, because it doesn't make any sense. It conjures up the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel and the guy with the beard, and that's more like Mel Brooks as Moses than anything that I would call, you know.
What do you call it then? I mean, I'm just kind of, I'm trying to get a bit of a beat on this, because in listening to some of your past talks and comments, you're not a real fan of established religion. You're more into the magic Wiccan type of leaning, nature type of thing, or, from what I gather. Or do you actually mean you know, God from heaven being some other realm beyond this one?
No, I...
What do you mean?
I'll define it for you, but that's going to go pretty far afield for this show. However, it is a paracast, so I'll give you a para opinion. I'm not a neo-pagan, and I'm not a Thelemite. Actually, I'm a lifelong Reformed Jew, which is I belong to a Reformed temple, and I go to services, and I've always had comfortably, relatively conservative, liberal theology views. But I'm willing to look at all kinds of things across the spectrum, from classical Gnosticism to modern Gnosticism to Eastern religions to Thelema to neo-paganism. And I've been present at many events of that sort. Some I'm comfortable with, some I'm not. But I think we are, you know, my education is in comparative religion. And so I have an interest in it. I do think the term religion, like the term God, is becoming archaic. But that's because I think spirituality is a more accurate term for people who are experiential believers. Karen Armstrong argues convincingly, I think, that religion is a doing, not a believing in the modern sense of the term. However, I notice that I can't not notice it because I'm pretty eclectic, that UFO experiences have many things in common with near-death experiences, which are often interpreted in a religious context. And Valet was among the first people to point out that medieval folklore and even earlier folklore and UFO lore have many points in common, so they may be culturally conditioned the same things. It follows that perhaps what are called religious experiences, if they're safely in the far past, are in fact the same kind of experience. And as I understand Dave's point of view, it's he regards the Ezekiel wheel, which has long been taken to be either just a miraculous event in the orthodox sort of way of looking at things, or as a UFO seen by an exiled prophet in the 5th century BCE.
Alan Greenfield explaining all about wheels, watching the wheels go by with Randall and Jean. You're in
the Paracast. Yes, yes, yes.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
USA Radio News.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned state officials on Saturday that the threat from Russia targeting U.S. elections has not dissipated. Nielsen spoke Saturday at the National Association of Secretaries of State in Philadelphia.
I think what they're trying to do, in my opinion, and I defer to the intel community, is just disrupt our belief and our own understanding of what's happening, right? It's an integrity issue of who is saying what and why, and how that may or may not affect an American's behavior and what they believe.
Twitter has suspended two accounts allegedly used by Russian intelligence officers to spread information hacked from the DNC computers and email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. An Arizona lawmaker apologized after he was caught on camera bragging to a sheriff's deputy how fast he drives. He said he sometimes goes 140 miles an hour. The lawmaker was pulled over for going 97 in a 55, but did not get a ticket. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
A Choice, Nine Echo, Alan Greenfield, the one and original, telling us about Ezekiel's wheels, wheels, wheels.
Wheels, wheels, wheels.
So we have a bunch of religious dogma.
I'm not dogmatic about anything. I mean, people...
And well, by that, I mean stories. So we have a whole list of stories. We have we can call it mythology, we can call it dogma, we can call it folklore, that's gone on throughout history, that from that particular angle, you could look at the phenomena from the people who are with that worldview as being something numinous, whereas, say, somebody who's not religious, who's flying a jet plane, tracking one on radar, there's nothing numinous about that.
It is to the percipient.
Not if they're not religious. Not if they're going, this is an object. It appears to be like a tic-tac. It's a craft. It's about the size of a F-18. They're pursuing it.
Well, if you talk to people post-event, particularly the closer the encounter, the more numinous in the Jungian, Campbellian sense of an experience of the infinite within themselves. People do crazy things. Pilots who are very well trained go beyond the level that they're, I mean, the other events have, Thomas Mantell is the classical case. He was probably chasing, some people say the planet Venus, which it can be very impressive and looks like it's moving if you're in a vehicle, and particularly in an airplane. He was flying a
51, but I mean, he was saying that the object looked large and metallic. He wasn't describing it as angelic.
No, but he was willing to lose all of his training. A not bold pilot goes beyond 20,000 feet. It was not a pressurized cabin, and not in a P-51, and he lost consciousness and crashed, leading to the mythos. Why would a pilot do that if he wasn't climbing the stairway to heaven? I think that you're underestimating the effect that these events have on the witnesses, because what we hear is that the cut and dry version from nuts and bolts interviewers, newspaper people, ufologists, whatever, and they tend to reduce it to its scientific sounding anyway, scientific sounding. If you follow what I'm saying, they have, in effect, a religious experience. And it profoundly affects them in much the same way that near-death experiences affect people that are the percipient of those. There's a lot of scientific stuff on that, pro and con. But for the experiencer, there are profound long-range effects, or even a considerable number of studies of people who experience near-death experiences that their lives are completely changed by the experience.
So you're referring to something like Vallée called it a reality shifter or a reality changer, where the nature of the experience is so overwhelming to the witness that it changes their worldview. It makes them see things in a new and a different way. And it leaves them open to reviewing not only the worldview, but even the suggestion. If you listen to some of the people who are contactees or people who have allegedly been in communication with aliens, they seem to just take what they say for granted as if it's the gospel truth. And they don't think about it until later. Is that sort of what you're getting at? That sort
of
thing?
Yeah. I mean, it changes how they live their lives.
Right. Yeah. I could completely agree with that.
That is the definition of a numinous experience in the classical sense, a road to Damascus type experience, which you could interpret in UFO terms also if you wanted to. There are people that have, what was that woman's name, the minister that wrote UFOs in the Bible? She was very much into the notion that biblical events could be seen in terms of UFOs. My argument is reverse of that, that UFOs can events can be seen in terms of, if you factor in Jung and Joseph Campbell and maybe a liberal dose of William James, you're getting very close to all we can really know about these things by studying not so much the phenomena, but studying what happens to the witnesses and saying, what does this compare to? It compares to meeting the gods, going to the oracle, having a near-death experience, having a life-changing experience. It's transformative. And the source may be something that we can never exactly get at, but we can say things about that source because people change. I even think some of the secondary experiences actually happen at the time of the original experience, outside of time. They have tiny time pills, as they used to say about a certain anti-congestion medication. And somebody like Stryber, I'm sure he would not, particularly appreciate my saying this, but I think he originally had a very real experience, although he himself was skeptical of that he was really seeing things as they are instead of things as the phenomena manifested for him. But his subsequent experiences get wilder and wilder. Uri Geller starts off with a UFO experience, and then he starts, doing watches and bending spoons and other things. I think people that have experiences manifest those experiences for the rest of their lives. And that is not studied in ufology as much as it should be. Instead, what we focus on is, what is it they saw? Which may not be the correct question, which is why it's never answered, because it's not the correct question, which is something I've been arguing for 40 years now. I must say there are more people who tend to agree with me now than was true when I was putting out the Alternate Horizons newsletter in the late 1960s. So progress does exist, but I wouldn't go to a MUFON convention to find it.
I think you're onto something, that we need to refine it. We need to make it sharper so that we can understand what exactly it is you're talking about there. I think I'm with you to a certain extent. I think the witnesses definitely are a key factor in determining the nature of the phenomena and what it's doing here.
If I don't sound clear, it's because we have all had so much of the paradigm of spaceships coming to Earth from somewhere else, or natural phenomena misinterpreted as that, or hoaxes, that we tend to make it a false dichotomy. It's either one of those or the other. And I think it's something entirely different. And I would say read When Prophecy Fails, which is about cognitive dissonance. Be sure to watch the profound and little sung HBO series, I almost said The Invaders. I wonder what brought that up. The Leftovers, which is also a pretty good book. But the series is short, but much better. And it raises all these quasi-religious questions without providing any real answers to them. And, of course, that's what you expect with profound experiences. You expect them to be not something that you can grab hold of and put in an essay. You can't.
Well, is this something that then is just conjured up in people's minds because of their belief in any particular religion? Or do you really think that there is an objective reality separate from the witness that is sending out some sort of perception to the witness, and then the witness is interpreting it within their cultural paradigm?
Both. I think, first of all, there is a serious question as to whether reality as we understand it is simply a limitation of our ability to cognitively understand the universe around us. We have a set of senses and a brain that are sort of hardwired to do some fairly primitive thing.
Okay, before we go there, Alan, Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Admiral Byrd here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, has Alan Greenfield become Donald Duck?
What makes you say that? You've never liked me. Tell it. Tell it.
I can't speak of this in mixed company.
We're not mixed. Oh, okay, we are mixed. There's a dog in here. I'm not referring to your wife. I mean to the barking sound.
We know about the barking sound. Yes, that is Teddy Bear. That's a little white thing that's turning his head towards me, and now he's lying down. He figures he got his 1 minute of fame, and now he can proceed.
We're getting into the weeds, but it's also getting into some core stuff here, because I think that is the legitimate question. Are we seeing things, or are witnessing things, or percipients experiencing, to use Keel's term, that we simply can't resolve as they really are, so we resolve them according to our own limited abilities? As I point out, if you take the available senses that we have that are honed to survive, obviously, or we wouldn't have, and we wouldn't be here talking, would we? They are designed to reproduce, run away, kill, eat, and pretty much nothing else. And for the last, 10,000 years, developing agriculture and so forth, we've gotten more time to contemplate ourselves and the universe. But the senses are, in terms of biological time, an hour, you know, in existence for an hour, and in terms of geological time, a minute, and in terms of cosmological time, a nanosecond. So how can we expect to understand something that is truly, in the greatest sense of the word, alien? I would recommend Edwin Abbott and Flatland to get some little notion of what that might be like.
The word alien is a perfect description, because I don't necessarily like to use the word extraterrestrial or ultra-terrestrial or subterranean, because we don't know for sure where they're from or exactly what their nature is, what they are. But we do seem to be able to say with reasonable certainty that it's alien to our civilization. It doesn't come from within the boundaries and constructs of the world that we know. So saying it's alien is a pretty good way of looking at it.
Yeah, I think that's precisely the type. Of course, that's a loaded term in the USA in current discourse, but alien is anybody from the Great White North, or much more so from the southern border, the greedy refugees who are coming here and taking our jobs.
we don't need to go there. I'm looking at it more of in a biological term. It actually comes from biology, where it's a reference to something that originates from outside the environment in which it's found.
Maybe even outside of biology. I mean, that's, you really, all bets are off as to what it is. And only a few people who have become prominent have even suggested that idea. Keel was one. Gray Barker was an unappreciated one. He was taken as a prankster. I took him for what he was, which is he went into a culture that had a lot of mythological elements in it, and he got it in mythological terms. You have to understand that when I say mythological, I don't mean untrue. I mean mythological in the sense that the term's classical meaning of that which is numinous and of mythic proportions, and that's an entirely different thing from saying it's non-existent. Clearly, there's a stimulus. What the stimulus is may be literally unfathomable. You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think I'm getting you there. I mean, what I'm seeing is a lot of cultural front-loading and in terms of the interpretation, depending on the level of education that people have, and that, of course, corresponds with history. And so the better educated we become, the more likely it is that we're going to look at it more objectively. We see a lot of that going on with classical religion, where things like thunder are interpreted as Thor's hammer, but we know now that's not the case.
Maybe it's not. Thing. There is no Asgard.
Only in the movies.
It's a beautiful myth, but it is a myth. That doesn't mean there's no thunder. So the question for us is, well, if we can look at it objectively, then maybe we have a better chance of finding out exactly what it really is, as opposed to what we traditionally might have believed it was, say, transports from hell, devils, demons, angels, something like that.
I think that would be only the next level of comprehension. And probably there are something like, I was going to mention Witt Stryber, who saw it in terms of a series of masks, and have coming to the realization that we never get to the ultimate being. We get only a series of masks, and each one seems to be the revelation of the truth. There's a mystical tradition. I know the one in Judaism and in Kabbalism, which is that one can comprehend a certain number of spheres or sephira that are gradually going up to the infinite. The infinite is called the Ein, and is totally inaccessible to human beings. It's not so much that it's objective. It's part of us and beyond us at the same time. So names don't really apply, but it's a useful concept to say that it is the Ein, the Ein Sof hour, the limitless light, and then much more material, as you would put it, objective things, and gets gradually more so. And when you finally get to the totally objective, which would be Malkuth, the kingdom, the everyday world that we seem to live in, is mundane and comprehensible to anyone who has any kind of handle on reality at all. But it's in the mystical tradition to say it's very, very difficult to say that's the whole deal. It's hardly that, in my
right.
opinion.
This sounds very analogous to what we might call alternate universes. If we have multiple spheres, maybe we're talking about alternate universes. And I seem to have run across something somewhere. It was on your site or in one of the podcasts where that's kind of an interest or a thought of yours, where maybe there are other realities altogether that are equally objective, but beyond our view. And that maybe what we're dealing with is something that can transport itself between these universes. What do you think of that idea?
I think that I talk about that a great deal. Up until relatively recently, meaning in the last 20 or so years, the idea of alternate realities was just that, an idea. But it's been reinforced since the quantum mechanics has been understood as one of its several possibilities of its ultimate source is the so-called embrain theory. That's B-R-A-N-E. That is that the universe is a series of membranes that ours is just one of, and there are other universes, some say a fixed number. Some physicists, this is respectable physics. I mean, it's not universally adhered to, but it is one of the three or four acceptable theories about the nature of reality. Some say there's an infinite number, and an infinite number implies something that is also not something that we can truly comprehend. We can say the word, but it means whatever you think is out there is. But it's not the only thing that's out there because everything else is out there. And also there are alternate us's. I mean, it can really boggle the mind. And yet there are practical applications of quantum reality. That's, I think, the next impact on regular people, so to speak, is quantum computing, which is so much faster and more efficient than the stuff that it probably has a really, really good sound control.
It's a sound control that's easy to use. I've got to break it. Stop, guys. It has a sound control that actually works. More to come with Alan and Gene and Randall. You're in.
The Paracast. Cast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.